same in the pipe. Out, whenever he was out east, he couldn't get back to it. You know, we've got three officers right now that are on light duty for who knows long how long, one a minimum 6 months because of injuries sustained in fights. We've got to stop that.
How many, and you may not know the answer, I'm just curious, how many police does Branson have?
Around 40.
How many deputies do we have?
24 on the road.
So 24 road deputies, and what's our square miles?
650 square miles.
What's the square miles of Branson?
20.
And the population difference is 10,000 to 40,000. And so stuff like that that, you know, people don't... And I can't remember, I was reading something, and it was talking about a road, and they said that the police were there, and they called MoDOT. Well, where they were, it had to have been... It wasn't Branson Police, it had to have been Sheriff's Department, and it wasn't MoDOT, it would have been Taney County. So people don't know. It goes back to, we assume that they know, but they don't. And that's our fault for not for assuming that they know and not doing a better job of educating. So, but yeah, I mean, I know like the ambulance district. I know their goal. They've gotten it down. I believe they can get anywhere in the county within 5 minutes. So they can go and start performing life saving procedures within 5 minutes. I think this or 8 minutes within anywhere in the county.
Mr. Commissioner, if we have 40 road deputies in Branson, is that what you said? Then we don't need to have any Taney County officers.
Actually, the jurisdictional issues, we have to have them in there. That there's things that they can't do.
There's still cases we have to do there.
And juveniles not allowed to, the city of Branson or any municipality is not allowed to do anything with juveniles.
Sorry, what?
The municipalities are not allowed to do anything with juveniles. It has to be done with juveniles.
So those 40 deputies are for juveniles?
No.
I'm sorry.
They're not deputies, they're police officers.
They're police officers. And municipalities... So any city is not allowed to do anything with a juvenile.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I'm sorry, I thought you were quoting that. So I understand that the juvenile department still has to cover that area.
Right. Well, but for a juvenile to go for, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Sheriff, but for a juvenile officer to go out, does a deputy not also have to be present at times?
Yeah, an officer has to be with him.
Officer has to be with him. So, again, it's not a simple...
Even though we're municipalities, they are still within the sheriff's office jurisdiction. We are still responsible there also.
But we wouldn't have to have as many deputies there since they've got 40 and we have less. Well, no. We need to cover the rest of the county.
And that's what we do.
I mean, we've got, you know, usually four, maybe five cars at the most on a night. No, we're not putting cars in Branson. We're not putting cars in Hollister, but we get called to back them up. We have to assist them.
Well, and you have to go to North Branson. You have to go outside the city limits of Gulf.
All the way around Branson, we've got jurisdiction that's outside the city of Branson. And
then they have to drive over to...
Hollister, we're continually having to back them up on traffic stops and stuff. We can't just tell these people, no, we're not going to send somebody to help you and let them get hurt. I mean, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I wouldn't either. I would just think that twice as many officers...
And there again...
My point in all
you know,
that was...
We took 13,497 calls in just the sheriff's office last year. It's not like we're going to a call every now and then. It's continual. And you've got to have officers to go handle that stuff.
That stuff I didn't have any idea about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 24/7 all the time.
To answer your question, I don't remember who asked. Yes, we'll have a lot more information. We'll have pamphlets. We'll have. You know, our goal is to educate the public as to why we feel this tax is being put on the ballot.
I can defend that 0.25% right now with figures and everything. And in reference to what Commissioner Williams said, but the time and saying maybe we should have that right now, but. The 3/8, take the figures that the auditor's given us, and we'll dissect those and go down and see if they choose to go with the 3/8. I'll have the answers from his figure on that. Right now, I can give you the quarter. But if you went the 3/8 for 15 years and you saw the commissioners were not good use of that money, it would be up to the citizens to not vote it in again. That's in 15 years.
How old is this building?
This building? You're talking about the...
Well, the original Bones was 1955. Is that right or no? Is there a plaque somewhere?
The town moved up in 51.
Yeah. But when was the original outside corridor with the... Was it okay? Yeah, and then the remodel or the add-on was... In,
about 80? I know the jail was built in 81.
It was happening in 87, I believe.
Okay.
87, 88.
I just know, there's a lot of things with this building that we've put Band-Aids on and not. We probably need to start looking at some more energy efficient. We've done some LED lighting, and there's a lot of things we've done, but and I don't have the budget in front of me, but what do we spend on an annual basis on electricity? That we'd save money if we had, you know, some updated things. There's a lot of things that we're putting together to answer those questions. So,
and our judicial building's 12 years old already.
I thought the auditor had electricity in here the other day when I looked at it. I got a new sheet this morning. I don't see it.
Parking garage, to fix that properly, what's that going to cost us? $200,000?
The max they gave us, if we do it ourselves, and we need to have discussion on that, the max is $225,000 to the very max is $250,000. If we go out for bid and someone else come in and do it, it's about $400,000.
$400,000? And is that just another long-term Band-Aid, or is that a permanent fix where we're not going to have the issues again in the future? Or do we know?
That should take care of that.
What about the rest of it, though? That's only fixing the portion. Well, it's not bad now.
No, not now.
But we know this. It's a thin concrete layer. It's not a thick concrete. In 5 years, it's probably safe to say we're going to spend another $200,000 to $300,000 today's money. So by then, it'll probably be $700,000 to fix issues that we know is going to come up.
What he's got on this, electrician, water, $175,000.
For this building?
He's got judicial building, electricity and water, $175,000.
That's not this building, though. No. You didn't give us numbers for this building, did we?
Well, that pamphlet has something like the average cost per household per year on what that tax.
What the increase would actually be?
Yeah,
it can't do that because you don't have it. It's sales tax. It's not like a property tax, and you can't do that on sales tax to know.
You can get averages on what people spend, though.
Just an average.
I mean, I guarantee I could ask different people and find out what the average of how much sales tax is brought in by each individual at the tourist. So you should be able to get a pretty good average on, it'll cost the tourist an extra, I'm making this up, so don't hold me, $4 a visit to be here or whatever it is. I mean, it's not, what's that?
I said, I don't care what the tourists pay.
Well, you should, because that's who. You should. You should care, because that's where the majority of our money comes from.
Hollister or drive to Harrison or Springfield to pay less tax.
I wouldn't think that would be much over $20 per
a year. Probably not.
If you do your shopping in Springfield or Harrison, pay less taxes. You're not saving any money. You're spending extra money just for the drive. You can't save that money.
Yeah, when people go to Ozark, Walmarts instead of.
So, if you spend, this is a chart that was just handed to me, $10,000 in taxable goods within this county, it goes from $12.50 that you're currently paying to $37.50. That's $10,000 of taxable goods. So over the course of a year, you're spending less than, what is it, $15? So it's less than a little over $1 a month.
The only time you'd probably realize the big difference if you bought like a car, truck, boat.
Is that $12 for what, a day, for a month, for your device? And that much in taxes?
$10,000? You spend $10,000 and one time going to Walmart?
No, I'm talking about what you said the tax was.
$10,000 in consumer spending is an increase of, I think, $15. I don't have the chart in front of me right now. It was just passed back over there. So $15 for the year, which would be a little over a dollar a month for $10,000 in spending.
That's for the additional tax. That's not for all the taxes.
Because we're already
not all the taxes.
Correct. It'd be an additional little over a dollar a month if you spend $10,000 in. And I don't know this. $10,000 for an individual or family to spend on taxable consumer goods within Taney County is probably quite a bit. Because that's not your rent, that's not your house payment, that's not your.
Not your gasoline.
That's not your gas.
Medications.
Right. That's just you going and buying something at Walmart. Or
is it on groceries?
Going. Yeah. So groceries is at a lower tax, but why is that? Is that for state or is that for?
State.
I think the state did a lower on, but it has to be on. Not prepared foods, but on foods that you can't prepare. Mm-hmm. Anything, I think, with a nutrition label. So like EBT, they can go and buy energy drinks because it has a nutrition label on it with their EBT. Any further discussion? You guys...
Possibly one last thing, and that is, I would be much more comfortable with a quarter instead of 3/8. Personally, sitting here, I understand somewhat what you're up against. I think it's just an awful huge increase in our sales tax.
Move to approve the order of the County Commission of Taney County putting the ballot language as presented on the April 2020 ballot.
I'll second that motion.
Would you read that order?
Let me read the whole thing?
Well, because we just know. What's going to actually be on the ballot, because we kind of went back and forth, and just so that...
Yeah, just for reference. Mm-hmm. So the order has a lot of whereases. The question is, shall Taney County impose a countywide sales tax of 3/8% for a period of 15 years for the purpose of providing law enforcement services to the county, for the county, including providing funding to support capital improvements, equipment, and operations of the Sheriff's Department and jail, prosecuting attorney's office and juvenile office, and repeal the existing countywide sales tax previously authorized for law enforcement services of 1/8%.
And then on the ballot it will say, it's got yes or no. It'll say if you're in favor of the question, place an X in the box opposite yes. And if you're opposed to the question, place an X in the box opposite no. I just wanted to...
Sure. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Approval of accounts payable.